The Bible makes it plain that before we get to heaven, we must overcome sin. We cannot take sin into the kingdom. And that means each and every one of our sins must be overcome here. That includes our appetite. That includes pride. That includes lust and anger. We must overcome now. In this life, God must cooperate with humanity. Now, there's nothing much we can do because God is all powerful. But we have to choose by removing those things which separate us from Him. We have to choose to let Him come in. So God says, you remove the stone. That thing that keeps you from studying your Bible every day, remove it. That thing that keeps you, that is continuing to allow you or keeping you from praying, remove it. That thing, if it's not terminal, that's keeping you from coming to church, remove it. We must learn to remove everything that separates us from Christ. That thing, that stone, Jesus says to us, remove it, take it away. What's your stone?
See, look at all the examples that are in the Bible. If it was about the what, none of these people would need to even be mentioned. Jacob was a cheater. Peter had a temper. David had an affair and was a murderer. Noah got drunk. Jonah ran from God. Paul was a mass murderer of men, of women, and children. Samson was a womanizer. Miriam was a gossiper. Martha was a warrior. Thomas was a doubter. Moses murdered. Then he stuttered. Then he questioned God. But God does not call the qualified. God qualifies the call. See, we get so caught up in what they do. It ain't about what they do.
This is the IPSE SDA Media Network.
If I had to choose a place to birth Jesus, I would never have chosen Nazareth. And if I had to choose a logo to represent Christianity, I sure would not have chosen the cross. But we serve a God, irrespective of how we think and what we feel, God chooses the weakest of things to show to us that even the vilest of sinners has a chance. There is no limit to what God can use to make His point. That's why He chose a cross.
If you allow Christ to touch you, regardless of the condition of your life, Christ can change you. That is His speciality, changing people, whether your problem is drugs, alcohol, pornography, it makes no difference what your problem is. The God who created heaven and earth can create a new life in you.
And so Jesus is trying to get our attention. He's telling us that stuff is getting ready to wrap up. If you don't believe it, you ought to start opening that book and studying. You ought to start watching the news because stuff is wrapping up. And God has one goal, one mission, one responsibility, and that is to save us. He says, I'm getting ready to restore this planet. I'm getting ready to get rid of all the hurricanes and all the tsunamis. I'm getting ready to get rid of all the crime and all the hate and all the war. I'm getting ready to get rid of that stuff. Human trafficking and racism and all those things, refugee, is getting ready to go. But I don't want to get rid of you too. That's what God says. I'm getting rid of sin and I want to take you to a land where none of that exists. But the only way we can get to that land is if we accept Him and respond to His call. Where He says, come, enter into these gates, come. We've got to say, yes, Lord, I'll come and follow. This is the gospel of restoration. God is trying to save us, but we must want to be saved.